So from the last time I tried the suggestions from Sado on walking and trying to focus on just one thing and found it really helpful in the start. And then it keeps going, so I started to play with the awareness and found out that really it wasn't that the speed of the walk was the problem for me, but the state of the mind. When the state of the mind is right, and it doesn't matter how fast I go, and the awareness is there, but the problem is the mind. When the mind wants to focus on thinking, then it just goes thinking whatever, if I go slow, fast, or whatever. And then it is, and not only in the walking meditation, but I found out that it feels really natural for me to focus on the thinking, on the mind, because I'm used to do it like, I don't know, I used to do it all the life to just look on what you are thinking, why you are thinking in, and have the feedback for myself why what's happening in my mind. So this is no problem for me, and the problem comes with when I try to focus on something else, or when the thoughts stop, then the mind not get lost immediately, but sometimes start to be nervous. Wow, there is something different, and sorry. And sometimes it's okay, but after a while it starts darting to some directions, the sight, the sound, something else, feelings, and it gets some time, and then it found something interesting and get lost for a while, and then I check, okay, you are not aware, you are somewhere. It's mostly some thought, and yeah, that's it for the practice.
Stop. Yeah. To Zinyan shout out, for the camera, using the other look at it. Poma Lay shout broad, or the cool where are you? Yarre, to Yarre, a simpy red, HMA to the bop out there. Lunch shout out, Miana Nira never signed to say chin and ever sign it. Say chin and money, shout out, Mian Bepipi,
Tilo Yar,
neighbor Pipi, Tilo Yarre. Say China, alum hope and it. So I dream of my own name, Yamba, Yamia, Tavan in Yoma, where Nabro shout over Simpy, shall be Yamet, the Shahalom, as we Himan and Nesica, Piare, some other detail, which was a Seca Hotidi, Lan Shallo Pidore.
Oh,
to a Lani, to a cool mamma lonely are. Piro,
Yala Vizu, say a bear, I am pure, Mamma Dilla.
Error, Seca Hotidi, Tilo, there at Tanja, like, Missy, me like, Kanzamuti, like, Alumu, damn it, Kanani giant. Piaware at the dia. Poma usually who are a tweet or meowara, but a cool job since our milo. Pit up yan the diare, pian load there, dilo atone there.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, that's fine. Very good. That's really fine. Yes.
And just last thing for this topic is that I found out that when I'm not focusing on my mind and trying to keep focused, not just have general awareness and look where the mind is going, but focus. Sometimes when it's quiet and I'm observing when sitting, there is no thoughts, and I just try to focus on something, and I find it helpful to focus on maybe two things, because one thing is not enough for my mind, and then the rest of the awareness, not the awareness of the mind what's happening, but the focus of the mind tries to find something else, and then if I try to focus on two things or three things, like sight and breath or breath or hearing, there it gets calmer and the awareness stays stable. More continuous, well, more stable.
သူကထိုင်နှုံးငိမ့်နှုံးအဲ့လိုမျိုးအချိန်နေဆိုရင်ねအာယုံတစ်ခုမယူပဲねအာယုံနှစ်ခုယူမှရတယ်သူကအာယုံတစ်ခုစင်သူစိတ်မှာအလုံးမလောက်တယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်ဟိုရောက်တရားနဲ
့ကောင်းတယ်ပုံကောင်းတယ်မင်းအယူလေးကောင
်း Even better he said Yes yeah the more the mind has capacity to know the better
and I wanted
actually is the general ya စိတ်ကအတွေ့ထဲမှာမမျောဘူးဆိုရင်သူပစ္စုပ္ပန်မှာရှိနေ
Yeah he says you know so long as the mind is not lost in thought actually the mind is here in the present moment yeah
and I wanted to ask if there is some meditation for memory because that's why I have the paper and I get so little questions last time because I just tend to forget
a lot
of time a lot of things even the once I would call wisdom I will find them in few days but probably when I am aware but at the time I found them and if I let go of them they will just
forgotten tu a the dia bo dia atong da shi la de ba phyu lo le so ro ho ta khaw tu pyo sia ne de so tu mi wa bi de aku သေးချပြန်စဉ်းစားမှလည်းညနေလည်းဖြစ်တယ်သဘောပေါက်တွေလည်းရှိတယ်ဟိုရှောက်စရာတွေလည်းရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကမမှတ်ထိုင်မမှတ်မိဘူးတဲ့အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်အခုကစက္ကူနဲ့ရေးထားတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့လိုမှတ်မိဖို့ဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရလဲတဲ့
စိတ်ဝင်စားရင်မှတ်မိတယ်သူစိတ်ဝင်စားရင်မှတ်မိတယ်
အဲ့ချိန်မှာတော့စိတ်ဝင်စားတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကနောက်ဆက်သတိထားမယ်ဆိုတော့လွှတ်ချလိုက်တယ
်ဟိုကတော့ပစ္စုပန်သောက်ချောက်လိုက်တိဖို့ကြိုးစားနေတော့ထပ်ထပ်မစဉ်းစားမိရင်တော့မေ့ပါ
He says, if you find something interesting, you will remember. But also, he says, when we try to be mindful every moment, usually we don't think of things again and again, right? Say you had an understanding, and then you, if you don't repeat it to yourself, then the mind will forget. So if you want to remember something, you have to repeat it to yourself a few times. You know,
the repetition is okay.
Oh, easy to kind of repeat,
don't let the.
Huh? Sorry.
It is okay to just stop, focus on the thing, and don't let the mind to go somewhere else when I want to remember.
Yeah, but you have to think about it a few times, several times. Yeah. You have to think about it again. Tell yourself the whole sequence or the story again, which you want to tell to other people. Then you. You must remind yourself a few times, then you will remember.
Yeah,
especially if it's important, right? If it's something important you have to remember to do or to say, he says, then you have to do that. You have to remind yourself a few times. Think about it so that it will come back.
မမီးရမညာနေဝါတော့ပစ္စုပန်တိတ်ကူးဆိုင်တော့များပါတယ်ပစ္စုပန်တောက်လျှောက်လိုက်တည်နေရတော့ဆိုပြန်စဉ်းစားဖို့မေ့သွားရင်ဒါခဏလေးဆိုမေ့ပါအရေးမကြီးတဲ့ခါလေးဆိုကိုမေ့ကုန
် Yeah he says and it's not because the memory is not good it's just because we are practicing to be in the present moment then you just drop what's before and if it's not important the mind then of course there's no need to remember so it just keeps being in the present moment so if you know there's something you need to remember then you must bring it upin the mind several times until you kind of feel you will remember then you can go back
now the question is sait ho pyan ko sait ga pyo ni da ho pyan ti lo ya yin a mat mi de
sait ga
ba pyo la tha pyan ti de tha pyan ti de so now repeat na kha phit twa de a mat nyan kaung la
another way to remember is you know when say you understood something and you want to you are repeating it to yourselfand you are aware that you are repeating it to yourself. So in a way, you are repeating it two times, sometimes three times in the same moment because you are aware that you are aware, you know, that sort of thing. And that also helps you to remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I found out when looking on the not so nice thoughts like greed or when I'm afraid of something or want something or don't want something when I look on it closer and go back what causes it, I mostly trace it to wanting to impress someone or be afraid of not looking one way or wanting to look other way.
Mm.
And mostly it got away and I got really, really free and nice feelings.
Mm-hmm.
when I say to me, whatever, just let go of yourself.
Yeah.
It's not important. Or if I just imagine the future without it, mm-hmm. and found, okay, it will be nice even the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering if this, I don't know. I know the teaching about no self and so on, and don't want to make a parallel for it, but it's...
Make a what for it?
Parallel. Like
parallel.
It's the same, the things, but it's just observation. So if there is some comment for it or...
Okay. Mm. So if you're at the show, Twitter about loba atweiro, doda atweiro, sueni atweiro. Tu dare twin, tu batwe lesro. Erari, toro meme abane se san leso, tu ko tu atin chi jin lo. Te chalu tu otomio tinze jin lo, moi ma tinze jin lo.
Tin kan jin, kaula tin jin, ma kaula ma tinze
jin. Elumio. Erari mine, ero.
Ah,
masu. Ti hao ti reso yene. Ah, so seka lucha lain, seka lula tuare re, kompa wale. Diau tu sinzalu yare re, da nga mo, nga ne pateta mo, alumio sinzalu yare re, tu di nama tuyo te nama leo, tu piore, da dura badama tene nga ma shi uboli, tu ti ra da ne parallel pit de lu piore jina ma ho pu re, pa o piore jina ma ti. So this bit you're talking about, you said that you don't want to think that it's a parallel for it. What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want to suggest that I am experiencing no self experience.
Oh.
I'm just wondering.
So I'm home. I'm a shoe. Look, the gear.
Yeah. Well,
the gear.
Tita lo.
The ball about a mobile. Well, dame tu. So it doesn't matter. He says, whatever you understand, you know that's how much you understand. What makes you feel free.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. And last thing.
Yeah, he says, so for example, in these thoughts, you saw the nature of these thoughts. These thoughts are...
Wanting to make you feel
a certain way or don't want other people to think of you a certain way or whatever, right? So that is understanding the nature of these thoughts, right? Which is different maybe from nature of other thoughts.
Nature
of
the motivation of
the motivation behind these thoughts. Yeah. Or the nature of the motivation behind these thoughts.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Last observation or question from my mind is, and then my mind mostly in normal life is like the achiever's mind. It wants something every time and it make checklist and just try to check out everything and it feels good, of course, because that's how we are made.
Mm.
But I'm aware that this is going on and I know from previous experience that if I let it go on, then at some point I will just get lost into it, lost the awareness of it,
mm-hmm.
and exhaust myself and
mm-hmm.
go to bad feelings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
because of trying to achieve too much.
Yeah. And the question is how to approach it, if and how to stop it in some point or.
Tu ah, awam yang jenis ni sih kan, luaran lu bawa ni. Kalau tu, kalau tu sejuta macam, tu kau tu, huali repeat dalam pihen tu ada hari untuk kubi tu kubi ada PBP. Kalau biologi jenis ni sih dah, dah tadi thami dah, tu sekalau ဒီမထမ်းယူဆိုရင်အဲ့စိတ်တရားလုံလုံအားကြည့်လို့အဲ့ဆိုညချိုင်ပင်မမ်းပြီးစိတ်တွေတိုးရဲပါပါညာညာပေါ့
အောင်မြင်ခြင်းတို့ညာကောင်းခြင်းတို
့အဲ့တော့စိတ်ကတွန်းဟိုမောင်းမောင်းတင်ထားတ
ယ်အဲ
့တော့ဒီဟာကိုဟိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်ပြောင်းအောင်ပဲလုပ်အောင်မလားရှူအောင်ပဲရှူအောင်မလားဘယ်လိုပဲ
တိပေးရုံပဲ
yeah
တိပေးရုံပဲ
just recognize it know that it is there when it is there don't lose awareness of it
But I know I will lose it at some time if I just
အဲ့တော့အရေးကြီးတာတတိရှိဖို့တတိရှိရင်ဒီကောင်ဖြစ်မှန်းသိမယ်သူ့ရဲ့အပြစ်ကိုသိမယ်နားလည်မယ်ဆိုမှလွတ်ချလို့ရမှာ
Yeah so this is
ဒီတိုင်းဘယ်တော့မှလွတ်ချလို့မရသူအနောက်ကတွန်းသူအားရှိတယ်ဟိုအနောက်တိတ်နေမှုမလေးရှိသူတွန်းနေတယ
် This is going to be a long lesson yeah he says because there's a yeah you can't just take it and it's not like a coat you know you can't take it off and put it away because it has a deep root it has been driving you for so long right so he says when you have awareness you will notice it sometimes you will
learn
about its effects whether it's good for you not good for you how it works and so on until the mind really understands this kind of nature and how it works and when it understands then the mind will let it go
okay thanks
okay yeah
my phone to microphone အခုဘယ်လိုလုပ်နေလဲ။ဒီလုတ်ထားမလား။ဆက်ကောင်းတယ်လို့ခိုက်တာ။ဒါပြလိုက်ဒါနေ
So
today
I have no questions. I can just share my experience.
Okay, yeah, well.
I feel a very big difference in between the state of mind today and yesterday. Today I feel very sleepy and on the same time unsettled, which is very interesting to observe that those two things are coming together. And yesterday, I felt my awareness was very much more present than today, and it was more easygoing, the whole thing. And I kind of was so happy to see that I was receiving little insights, because I could perceive like the different levels of the mind and how the mind works and what triggers sometimes, for example, a judgment that behind there was just fear and those little mechanisms. So it was interesting to observe that. Today it's just the opposite. I feel I need to make a lot of effort to remind myself that there is, I don't know how to explain this in English, but it is... Maybe it's just the habit of go or a resistance to go back to the old habit of being not that much mindful. It's like a magnetic attraction to go back into that. Something like that. I cannot really transmit it in words.
The dili le kaun ne sasa mu le lwe re nyan ni le phit de ho dari le ti de ဝန်တာရဒါမဲ့ဒီနေ့ကျတော့ငိုက်တယ်စိတ်ကနည်းနည်းမထိုင်မချဖြစ်နေတယ်တပြိုင်နက်သူပြောတယ်စိတ်ကအများကြီးတတိပြန်ထားခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့ဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲဆိုရင်နည်းနည်းတတိမရှိဘဲနဲ့နေခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်လိုမျိုးဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့ဒီတတိဘက်ကိုပဲစိတ်ကပြန်ပြန်တော့ဥတည်တယ်တဲ့
ရပြီ
That's fine
တဘာဝအတိုင်းဖြစ်တ
ယ် No that's goodso the mind is naturally wanting to be aware
patterna adiga ga phit ni daw complain mat ne resist mlo
mlo
le lo man ti
yeah so long as the mind like no matter what arises, you know, if the best scenario is the mind doesn't resist the experience, and if it resists the experience, then to recognize the resistance. Yeah.
Mm. And now I remembered a question I had. Maybe it's just a theoretical question, but it was raising up to my mind several times about right view. Mm-hmm. And I kind of recognize that most of the time we are actually not having right view of the things, no? Mm-hmm. And that depending on the state of mind in which we are,
yeah,
things can appear much more this way or that way, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ask myself, is it ever possible to really have the right view of things as they are?
Yeah.
Because there is always a filter.
Mm.
Our conditionings from the past, no?
So, if you're sick, oh, right view tech, I mean, tu ba dadi thami la so right view ma shi da mya le
a
tu sin da le right view phit nai da la ba so ro ko di a chin haun sik ka ko wa ne man ne chi ni da cha la bi di a chin nya a law a chi ni da phit nai ma
da jaung the the pe ni ya le parama knowledge ne the pe ya naw pai tbo pao la ma tu a the ma tu a piao ma ko tbo pao la ya ma nature so lo tbo pao la cause and effect di mya mya ti la ma.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, yes, initially the mind always has its filters and its wrong views, which is why we are trying to theoretically remind the mind to look through a different lens. And then there's the awareness, the practice, which brings us in touch with as close as the mind will allow to reality. And then as you continue to practice, he says, insight will arise. Insight, when you have moments of insight, is when there's right view. Then the mind begins to realize that there is a different view. And the more insights we have, the more the mind is able to change and believe even, really accept that there is another view and move towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's not easy to change those filters because they are so conditioned, so strongly conditioned. Yeah, so strong that when we have an insight, we have right view. And the moment the insight fades, wrong view is already there.
Yeah, that was another experience that I was yesterday so happy because of the insights, and today they are gone.
Mania, the Bob Paulo one day, I didn't even see it. That's right. So the insights are not strong enough, they're not repeated enough in the mind. Which is why the practice is so important, because it's only when awareness, sati, is always present that it keeps the door open for insights to arise. So we are continuously having to open that door moment after moment after moment so that wisdom can come. Once wisdom has come through enough, he says, then when it's strong enough, powerful enough, yes, the defilements will still be there. They will still do their work. The wrong view might still be there. But because more wisdom is present at that time, it will not so easily believe the wrong view anymore. He says, for you know, a mind that is very, very deluded, he says, then when the mind talks about their experience, you know, like I'm angry or this is mine, the feeling is so strong for that mind when the wrong view is very strong. And there's a real like investment in that whole emotion and everything, so much belief and grasping. But he says when there is enough understanding of cause and effect and, you know, that essentially is just a process going on, he says then you might say I'm angry, but the mind cannot hold on to it. It's not so identified with the me having the experience so much anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I clearly recognize that in some moments of my experience that in the moment when I became aware that I was angry, it was so ridiculous and I could not continue.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I recognized it.
Yeah, he said that's right. And he says, like, sometimes it can get so strong, the understanding that this is just a process and the mind doing its stuff. He says sometimes, even in the words we use, we start to say it's the mind. Like, instead of saying I, so the mind got angry and the mind did this, mind did that, almost as though it was something else, because that's how you experience it, yeah. That's how you understand it. He said when he was younger, he was such an angry fellow. He said if he wanted something, everybody get out of his way.
He says
we should sometimes notice when our mind talks and, you know, we talk about ourselves, I, this, that, and the other. He says we should really look and see how much power that concept, that idea has for this mind. You know, how much the mind still believes it.
He says,
how many times do we use the word I, or me, my mind, myself, in our minds in a day? And worse when we're at home, because my home. Everything is mine. Yeah.
I had a very interesting experience while having visits during 2 months of people in my house, and I could very much deal with that of my space, my things.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It was very interesting to observe that inner process. Yeah.
Animal
nature.
Yeah. He said that's animal nature. He says, you know, if you look at animals, you put them in a new place, and what do? They territorize it, right? Immediately.
That's just my territory.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, even
and even in like when we go on retreat, he says we don't own the place, but we're given a bed and it becomes my bed, my room.
My room,
my
toilet.
Yeah. Mind is very possessive.
I mean, myself.
He says, and we use the words so much in our minds. He says, when he got married, you know, he had been practicing in daily life, and then when he got married, he suddenly saw, because he was being mindful, he said the I thoughts became louder. My wife, my bedroom, my everything became more. Yeah, he said, got a bit alarmed. Because at that time, he was knowing every thought that comes through his mind, and because the frequency of the eye increased, yeah, he was quite alarmed. Oh, this is the effect of marriage.
He says
there's an idea that now my life has started because I've got married.
Okay.
But by the time his son was born, I think he had worked through all that I thinking. Then when his son was born, he said it was quite strange. There was a little baby, but
He didn't think of it as
My son's a problem.
Yeah. It didn't feel like my son. Yeah, I didn't. His mind didn't say my son. It didn't identify. He felt like a new human being has come into being.
Last time I talked for a long time, so maybe I will finish if there's enough time, because I have a long story, and maybe let's start from the other side. It wasn't anything worth recording.
I'm still, like, I have all the time this dilemma, because as soon as I sit down into formal meditation, then the mind starts to be happy and wants to let go of all the thoughts and all the tensions. But still, there is this background noise, like, no, you have to think, because this is important today. You have to go shopping and you have to remember what to... And it's like, the mind's like, no, just enough. And it's like, no, but this is very important. Yeah. So then it's like, okay, I will try to remember this, okay, now leave me alone. But it's still, and this, you have to remember to call this man and to to arrange these things. And then so after a while, it's some kind of struggle. So to what extent still listen to the thoughts and like be aware even of the contents, because I need to remember the content. And
go on.
Do say... Tiada time esok itu tapi biar.
Lagu.
Mau tu aku lu.
Ya, baru.
Tu di mana? Macam ni. Tiada orang ni pun jenis. Kau baca sikit ada di mana? Mau miao.
He
said, your hair has gone white. I was like, yes, for a long time. No. Why not just write it down?
Because
then your mind knows, okay, I will be reminded by something, very sure. Then it will settle. Then it won't worry that you will forget. Then it can let it go. The other possibility is you think about what you need to do today, and that is the object of your awareness. Because in daily life, he says, we don't have so much time to spend alone, but we have to do a lot of thinking and we want to be aware. So then you have to be aware of the thinking.
Yeah,
he says, so all these things that we need to do in life, he says, it's not to remove them, it's to know them. You already know this is mine. The mind is thinking. And just let the mind think, and you are aware this is the mind. So two things get done. You get your work done, meditation also gets done. When we work at home, he says, there's no way we cannot think. We must think. We can't do anything without planning. So we have to think about what we want to do and do it. But it's not a problem. We can be aware of all of this. So the Dhamma and life are not separate. Dhamma is life. Yeah, and it must go together.
Nature.
So there is a concept going on, the mind is thinking, but there's nature. Wisdom understands this is the mind doing this. Yeah.
He said
otherwise it will always be a struggle because the situations in life will not let you just be completely he says, really, when we meditate, we want to become skillful at recognizing thinking so that we don't get caught up in it, right? So that we know thinking mind and learn from it. He says, but if we are always just trying to remove them, then how can we become skillful? Yeah, in Vipassana meditation, he says we don't try to exclude objects or, you know, experience. Only in like concentration meditation, you need to exclude things. But in Vipassana, you don't need to exclude anything. Everything, if you can know it, it's an object. The only thing that we are learning to do from this is to not get a defilement because of what we are observing, right? But that's a learning,
Well, I don't have a question today.
I thought you said, I have a question today. I don't have a question.
Right, well, I don't.
Okay.
For me, I am still trying to balance the effort. So the mind can see when it is too much effort, then it becomes tense. And then when it's too little effort, it's going astray. But it was going on like this and this for hours. And also frustrating and so. And then the mind realized that the mind knows all the time, really knows all the time what is going on. What is missing is just the awareness of knowing. Just that knowing is going on, but what it lacks is just the awareness of knowing.
Mm.
Once the awareness is here of what is knowing, it's very easy. Mm. So that was it, and came a point with all this struggle that awareness and knowing became one. It became one thing. It was not separate. Like knowing, you know, knowing with just knowing and awareness, mm. But it became sort of one. And then the mind.
And then what was knowing that?
Huh?
What was knowing that?
Another awareness.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And then it became one, and then happened. I don't know if it happened then, but there was a point where the mind became very light and glad, and it was not pity. This very
not
you know
pity.
This pity. This
pity.
Pity.
Yes.
This pity.
Too long. Yes.
Okay. This pity. It was not this strong pity. Pity, yes. But it was. It was just. Just glad and light. Yeah. Mm. That's it.
To choose our mind in tine.
Very lonely. I thought.
Tama to phi phi tu pyan na le la re tu a mye ro ti ni re. Tama ti da o pyan ma ti u.
Oh.
Pyan ni re. A ro ti na o pyan ti lo ya yin a kon lon lwe wa re.
Right. I hope that.
Yeah. Pi ro ta khat li
ตีราเนี่ยตะดีเนี่ยปูว่าเลยตะคู่ผิดตัวเลยเอ้อไอ้เราบ่ตีเนี่ยแล้วสอนอกตะคู่นอกตะคู่เปลี่ยนตีเนี่ยเปลี่ยนตีเปลี่ยนตีนอกตะคู่อ่ะเปลี่ยนตีนี่แหละนับบ่รออ๋อนับบ่รอ
the change jar tu
piti phit
piti ma ho le light joints
light joy la yeah blue joy
yeah da ma piti lo ra tu mo kho le
yeah joy phin pi yo
yeah so long as it's happiness or joy it's fine yeah
okay cool
but the process or why the mind became happy because you many times ask why is the mind becoming happy
but don't feel all
this I don't know this time
please say answer
no I cannot I tried to see I tried to see and the only thing that I can answer is that the mind became light and happy because the defilements is less.
Yes.
That is the this only thing.
Okay.
That is one of that is definitely one of the causes.
Defilement
to die I mean now since all you are.
Defilement yo do alu piti po la dai na. That is a cause of it.
Yeah, definitely when the defilements are less then the wholesome minds increase.
Now the kuwa ama no atho ni lo so la tbo po.
Mm.
Tha a chu li a cause si de.
Yeah, also he says
Buriya ne nyan jao.
Also, he says the other causes are that the practice is going right. There's awareness, there is some wisdom, understanding how to do it correctly, and that also brings joy. If you were not practicing correctly, this would not come. You would not be feeling joy. You would just feel tired or tense. Yes.
I think it is because the mind was occupying on... Yeah, it was meditating.
Yes, yes, that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we always forget that we are meditating.
For me, I mean, in the beginning, it's really, I'm working, you know, it's working.
Tu tu aga tu ada alone lo tu ayu sar.
But
yes, you are working, but you forget that you are working. So even when he asks you why did this happen, you forget that you have been working, which brought this.
Oh.
And he always tells us to remember the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
To appreciate the work.
Saido's suggestion to... remember to include seeing in awareness is very helpful indeed, certainly during the day, but sometimes also during sitting meditation, and especially when one feels a bit drowsy. Opening the eyes, suddenly it strikes you that the blue of the carpet is extraordinary. It's a sort of super awareness which very quickly quietens down and becomes a more steady awareness.
When the mind is quiet, all the sense doors become more sensitive, so that's why it feels like that. Yeah, even soft sounds can be heard very clearly. Samadhi makes the all the sense can't remember the
base lu bai pyo ko
yeah the sense basis it makes them clearer because you know the part of the rupa one of the conditions for rupa is the mind and so the sense basis are clarified when the mind mind has samadhi because that's clarity of mind settling
mind clear ဖြစ်ပြီဆိုရင်ရုပ်ရုပ်မှလည်း clear ဖြစ်လာ
yeah so when the mind is clear some of the body the material phenomena become clear
ဟုတ်ညီနေပါလေပိုတောက်လာ
yeah that's why seeing becomes very bright
right
can it be well
yeah do the balance Not like this.
Yeah, well, it's easy to judge how my meditation is from outside. Just looking at me. And it's like that also inside. I managed to balance it out and I managed to be more in a middle position. And what was maybe helpful was a reminder from Bhante Sujiva. He said an example of a dog. If you chain a dog, and it's a wild dog, he's barking and running around, and he's very energetic, and then slowly he starts barking less, and then eventually he will just lay down next to the chain and just...
He's tired.
Well, tired, or he gave it up. He just realized that...
It's futile.
He's chained.
Yeah.
So he's not going to change anything with it. And something like that during those days in the retreat happened to me, that really at the beginning it was in and out, and then it became a bit less. And now... I don't think I'm completely balanced, because I still tend to go into some, like, my mind starts to wander and wait and be a bit dull.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are moments, or there are situations when the objects are very clear and they come naturally and they kind of like just pass through my observation. And during sitting is mostly rising and falling, even though it's I'm not picking it up, but it naturally comes.
Yeah.
And it can be...
That's good, when it's just known naturally.
And it can be very, very soft. Mm-hmm. Like the rising and falling is almost like a fuzzy blanket or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have an exact
boundaries,
but it's more
a feeling,
loose and more like without any hard line boundaries. And during walking and daily activities, it's more mostly sensations that I observe, either like a wind or just like little touches and
sensation on the skin.
On the skin, on the body, yeah. Sensations on the skin, yeah.
Okay. To ho ye paine balance yala re o banti suji vo pyora khwe ya yo asa mwe thai tu a shao haung bro ho ko pye di pye naw pai chou tou tha man ti naw pai ho give up lo te bo elo be sik ka le asa ma yain lo be ti phi phi tu mwe mwe na tu ho a phit la me bo tu thain lo ya la re bo a ro di ne tu ngai tet kha le ngai tet da mae sik chi de kha le ti de ayon ni ta kha ta le ayon ni a phyat twa ni de lo khan za de tu mien mu a shi ne mien ni de ayon ne a phyat ni de paung mhan ayon a phang pain ne ba so tu a yu ne ja da ti lo lwe de phang pain a tain tain mwe mwe phit de de tu a ho di lo paung da na ni tain ma paw raw u bo mhon mhon wa wa le da ma ti ni de
ya good
and then a tweet good
There are times when the awareness feels quite continuous and panoramic, and the right view and right attitude, I feel like they're present to some extent. And more of the time, the awareness is more fragmentary, and I'm picking up on objects. And recognizing what the mind knows, but it feels more start stop.
The charging up, zang in, the light, hoti di di bo, hota khatle toa, alo.
So when awareness feels more start stop, there is a desire for it to feel more continuous and more panoramic. And so the question really is,
and do you recognize that mind?
Do you observe
yes,
it?
Yes. Yes. Mm. I can feel the wanting.
Yeah.
And
does it make a difference knowing the wanting? Do you watch it long enough? Do you just notice and not watch it?
I can feel when it is causing tension. Sometimes it feels like it causes tension.
Okay. So when it does, do you continue to observe it? Because when there's greed, Siado said that nothing is the right object except greed. Yeah. Same with aversion, right? Yes. Do you continue to observe it?
Increase or decrease?
Yeah. Does it increase or decrease?
You
didn't know. You just noticed, but you didn't pay more attention to it.
I didn't continue with...
Yeah.
Either I didn't continue.
He says, you saw the thief, but you didn't catch it. You let it go. He says, if you see the thief, but you don't catch it, then it will get in through another door. it'll come back. He says, because, you know, we sort of get satisfied that we've seen it, but that's not enough. He says, I mean, if you saw it and there was wisdom and the mind understood, oh, this is greed and the greed went away, fine. But, you know, there's two things that can happen. You watch it. So he says, So he said, I'm trying to now finish what I was saying just now. So let me just say what he said now and we'll come back. So he said, this is like you've seen a thief, but he hasn't stolen anything yet. You know, he said, you've seen the greed, but the greed hasn't actually been able to start making you do what it wants, which is to start striving to get into a good state. So it hasn't enabled, it hasn't got its way yet. But he says, if you don't keep an eye on greed, he says, then it will get its way because it will sneak in other ways, in other guises and if you don't keep an eye on it, you know, yeah. But I think it covers what it might have been said before. I think it basically covers the same thing, yeah. Just different words. Repeat that.
So how do you distinguish between that form of wanting to improve the continuity, to improve the awareness?
Wisdom and greed have different characteristics and operate in different ways. So when there's wisdom, he said the mind feels steady, calm, and determined, and it knows what to do. So that's wisdom. That's right understanding. And then it puts in effort because effort is something that needs to be put in. And because wisdom understands clearly the path, it knows that it needs to fulfill conditions in order for an effect. So it's happy to fulfill conditions. So it's happy to keep working, you know, to persevere. It doesn't give up because wisdom understands the how. Whereas when it's greed, he says greed is grasping. When there's greed, there's tension. You will also find that when you've been striving a while with greed and you're not getting what you want, the mind starts getting upset. It wants to give up.
It gets bored.
You know, all sorts of negative effects. So then it's clear that greed has been operating. Yeah, because there's not an acceptance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some yogis practice, but they're kind of like bored, he said. They're like,
hold on.
And often these yogis actually want a lot. But they're so
satisfied.
So they're not happy with the practice. You know, they're waiting for the goal. So the practice is so tedious for them. But there's the wrong attitude, yeah. Yeah, wrong understanding.
Yes. So is there something Sayadaw can say about the quality of right effort, how that feels when there is a... We're trying to do something, trying to bring something into our experience.
No.
You're
only trying to be mindful in the present moment. To have your right effort, bring something into our experience. You know, in the very way you express it, the bringing something, there's already this idea that if I must do it a certain way so that it comes this way, but it's not that. The doing in itself is a learning. And you're learning about whether this works or that works or not. And, you know, yeah, so. He says, if you wanted to become better, first you work continuously. Yes, without resting. And then you need to use your wisdom so that you understand, you know, what is skillful, what is not skillful. You need to discern your own practice for yourself. It's like doing business. You've got to be savvy, you know, learn from what you've done, what works, what doesn't work, what customers want, you know, etc. Yes, becoming skillful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Usisha, magic word lojin eh. Mania failu bali. The khu pyo lai. Tewa mla.
Okay, so 2 days ago I was doing the practice and the awareness started to get sort of stronger. So first I was experiencing the sounds very clearly, sort of I could place them in the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that also I then was kind of more focusing on the visual side, and there it was kind of the same sense base or kind of the same space where it seems to happen, the visual things.
Right.
I wasn't wearing my glasses, so I couldn't see very sharply, but it was just feeling quite intense. Then after that, I went to the dining area, and I was watching out of the window, and there, actually, it was like all the sense doors felt very clear and separate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to see very many objects at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some people talking in the background, so I could kind of see that the discussions were going on, or then I could follow some discussion if I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of one of the uniquenesses of this experience for me was even though I was not thinking very much, but the thoughts also, they were kind of having their own space, or they were not like usually it's when I'm thinking, then the thought is kind of mixed with the awareness.
Yes.
But now it felt quite distinct.
Yeah.
And that was quite an amazing experience, but then there was not much feeling. Actually, at some point I felt some sadness, but there were not really any other feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then yesterday when I was practicing, in the morning I was quite tired, but during the day the awareness was building up. But then it was different, so I felt that the awareness was quite clear closer to the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I could pick the whatever objects when I was, for example, at some point I tried to follow the breath, so I could kind of be somehow aware of the other senses, and then I could do the breath there. But it still there was a big difference with the distinction of the bases. So it was not so clearly separate. So I'm wondering, was the difference in the mind quality between those two, was it because of the samadhi or the level of samadhi, or is there something else, some other qualities of mind?
သူလိုကနနရကစားပြီးတော့တတိတေချာထားတော့တတိတွေအားကောင်းလာတော့သူပြောရပထမနေ့ကသူတတိဘလောက်ကောင်းလဲပထမသူအတန်နေပဲယူနေတယ်အတန်နေသူ sugar ထမပေါ်နေတယ်တေချာတည်တယ်ပြီးတော့အမြင်အာယုံကိုယူတော့တယ်အမြင်အာယုံလည်းဒီ sugar ထမပဲပေါ်တယ
်
ပြီးတော့သူစွန်းစားချောင်းကိုသွားတော့တယ်မြင်တာတိတာကြားတာထိတာတွေပါတယ်အကုန်လုံးကိုတတ်သက်စီတေချာတည်တယ်နောက်အထူးဆန်းဆုံးပါတဲ့အတွေးပေါ်လာရင်နဲ့အတွေးလက်သက်သက်ဖြစ်နေတယ်ခါတိုင်းဆိုရင်နဲ့အတွေးနဲ့တိတာနည်းနည်းရောနေတယ်တဲ့ဒါတကယ်ရှင်းနေတာပဲတဲ့အဲ့ဒါနည်းနည်းအံ့ဩတယ်တဲ့နောက်ပြီးတော့ဟိုဒီဟာတွေတိတယ်ကြားရရလူတွေပြောနေတာလည်းဘာပြောနေမှတိတယ်သူလိုက်ပြီးတော့ပြောချင်တယ်ဆိုရင်လည်းသူတိအောင်လုပ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါလည်းတိတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့နောက်နေ့ကျတော့တဲ့အဲ့လိုပဲတတိဆက်ထားဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်ဟိုတဖြည်းဖြည်းအားကောင်းလာတယ်ညနေကျတော့အားကောင်းလာတယ်တဲ့ဟိုတတိယပိုရှင်းလာတယ်တဲ့တဏီကုံလုတ်ထားတယ်ဆိုတော့ပိုရှင်းတယ်တဲ့အဲအဲ့ချိန်မှာမနေရလို့အဲ့မတိုင်ခင်နေရလို့အဲတတ်တော့ဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့လောက်ကြီးမရှင်းနေဘူးအဲ့ဒါတမာတိကြောင့်ပဲလားတခြားဟာလည်းပါလား
မြင်္ဂဆတော့တော့တိတိတန်တန်ရှင်း
မ
ြင်္ဂဆဆိုအဲ့လိုပဲအရန်ရှင်းတယ
်
နောက်ကျတော့ယိုသွားတိတ်ပြီးတော့မထူးတော့
Oh.
မအဲ့ညံနဲ့ဆိုင်နေညံရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းသိတာညံမယ
် Yeah he says
Samadhi mo ko ngan
it's not so much samadhi it's actually a kind of wisdom when the mind when the mind knows that each of the natures of the objects is separate and distinct he says that's like when the mind is in that insight in that state of insight and the initial time that the mind has that insight it can feel very very startling and very clear and sometimes later on it feel and then later when you get it again it may not feel so clear he says but then again if you have another level of insight it can become more clear again
ayone dwaya chin ma tu sit phit de sit chin ma tu ra shin lon an ji lo alu separate phit
la yeah he says this distinction, this feeling of their being so different, he says, because the mind clearly understands that the different natures of the different sense doors and the sense objects, and that the mind is different also in every moment.
Aku mien na ne ja ra ne tu tu bae.
Yeah, like
aku mien na ne ja ra ne yaw ne.
Yeah, for us, like for example now, he says most of the time it's like seeing and hearing is a little bit mixed up. We don't see the
Nyan a win lan de chin yin tat si wo phit ni
yeah but when the insight is strong he says it is clearly two different natures and it just feels completely separate
nyan ne ti da tat tat cha ra ne ti da tat tat separate ji de lo ji
like seeing and knowing is something and hearing and knowing is something completely different he said it's very amazing. Yes yeah
chong tot la ai sa dui no
he said when he first saw it he's just shocked
seeing and hearing
now we're all seeing and hearing is like just one experience together almost
He
says that when we have insights into seeing the mind, he says then you see that every mind is separate. You know, each nature of the mind is so separate. It also feels very shocking. He said when he was in Korea, at the end of the retreat, they play an organ, like a little recital. And he said he turned to look at the person playing, and suddenly he said it was like vision and hearing completely separated. And it was just knowing of vision, knowing of, he's just, yeah. He's, yeah.
Yes, then I was wondering how to continue with the practice, because it seems like there is maybe more interest in the thoughts in some sense, but it's kind of hard. When I was having that state, it was kind of easy to see the thought, but now it feels if I'm kind of paying a lot of attention to the thoughts, then I'm getting quite easily lost in thought. Okay, at some point I was deliberately kind of thinking about what happened, and so it's easier for me to talk now, for example. But then when I'm practicing, it seems that the more there is thinking, then it is somehow draining something out of the awareness. Mm. But then on the other hand, if I'm kind of concentrating, or well, not concentrating, but if I'm aware of the other objects than thoughts, then it seems that the mind is not so interested. So doing the seeing, hearing, and touching, and that kind of thing. So I'm wondering about the balance. Should I kind of try to work with a thought, or
what? Yeah, ဟောပြစ်တယ်ဟိုတနေ့အတွေးကိုရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းသိတော့အဲ့ချိန်မှာအတွေးကိုသိလို့ရတယ်လေ။ तू ကအတွေးကိုသိကျင်စိတ်ရှိတယ်အတွေးကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားတယ်စဉ်းစားကျင်တယ်။ဒါပေမဲ့ तू ဘယ်လိုဆက်အားထုတ်အောင်လဲတဲ့။ဘာလို့အဲ့နေရာရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းသိတဲ့အချိန်မှာတော့ရှုလို့လွယ်တယ်။အခုရိုးရိုးလေးစိတ်ကပြန်ဖြစ်တော့အတွေးကိုရှုမှဆိုရင်ပါပါဝါမယ်။ပါပါဝါတယ
်။ object လို့နားလည်ဘူးပဲလို့
။နောက်တစ်ခုက तू ကဒီအချိန်မှာရိုးရိုးလေးအာယုံတွေကိုပြန်ယူရင်စိတ်ကမချိကျင်ဘူး။
ဟိုအောင်ကြိုက်နေတော့ဟိုအောင်တော့မျောနေမရတော့ဘိုးကမေ့လာလိုက်မှရအခုရတဲ့လောက်နဲ့ပြန်ဆာရောက်တဲ့နေရာဆာအ
ဲ့တော့ဟို
နေရာကိုပြန်မတော်လို့မရအောင
်ဟိုဟိုနေရာရောက်တဲ့အနေ
ထား
ဘလို့အားထုတ်လဲဆိုတော့ပြန်အဲ့လိုပဲအားထုတ်ရမယ်ဟုတ်တယ်မ
အဲ့တော့ဖြစ်လို့အဲ့လိုဖြစ်မယ်လို့ဘလူးမှမထင်ဘူ
း He says so
လောက expectation မရှိမှအဲ့အနေထားရောက်တယ
် So he says you have to start simple again He says the mind has
ဘလူးကဘလူးပြန်ဆာခဲ့လဲပြန်စဉ်းစားလို
က် Yeah The mind has suddenly got greed for that experience. So, but he says, you cannot ever practice to get an experience. When you started that day, before you got to that state, did you ever think you were going to get there? No. And that's what you have to think of. What was the practice you did that got you there? And that's the simple practice, particularly the state of mind. The beginner's mind. And without that, it doesn't move like that.
ပြန်လိုချင်တာနဲ့မရတော့ဘူးပါ
။ Yeah, the moment the mind is wanting, it never gets there.
တော့လောဘနဲ့ပြန်နေတာစန့်ကျင်ဘက်ဖြစ်နေလို့
Because greed and wisdom are like opposites.
Opposite တော့တူတူနေလို့မရ
။ They can't live together.
လောဘနဲ့ဘလို့မှမရနိုင
်။ Can't live with greed.
အဲ့တော့ကလောဘကိုရှုလောဘမရှိဘူးဆိုကိုယ်ကိုရိုးရိုးလေးပဲပြန်ဆက်ရိုးရိုးလေးပြန်ဆက်မှအဲ့နားလည်လာမှပဲနောက်ပိုင်းတော့ဒါလွယ်လာလိမ့်မယ်ပြန်ရတာလွယ
် So what you need to do first is watch the greed. And when the greed clears, start again from simple. Yeah? Being able to, all objects are equal. And then he says, and you will have this lesson again and again. Then you'll get it, then there'll be greed, you'll want it again, you have to watch the greed, then you start simple again, you get it, you
have
greed. And then we learn this lesson about greed over and over until we really get it.
Yes, but for me, actually, the defilements are very hard to see. At the moment, so because it feels like I don't have very strong like emotions of aversion or greed.
Yes, he says, well, it doesn't matter if greed or aversion is strong. We don't need them to be strong, but we need the awareness to be strong.
Awareness strong.
Because when awareness is strong, it can see very soft defilements, very subtle ones. And he says, when awareness is strong, he says, it really means that the wisdom in the awareness is becoming strong. And that is why we're able to see the subtle level. At subtle levels, it is never just awareness alone. Because without wisdom, we're not able to see subtle levels. Samadhi alone also doesn't allow us to see subtle levels. It's the presence of wisdom that allows us to see the subtle level. And wisdom comes from being aware a lot, right? When there's a lot of experience, the awareness knows a lot, then the wisdom grows because it has more information understanding. So there needs to be patience, perseverance. Perseverance, persistence.
Yes, so I think there are many things I can't see clearly at all at the moment. There's one thing which is for this reason theoretical, but it's been kind of bothering, or I've been wondering about it for a long time. When I was a child, I remember at some point I was kind of in bed, maybe trying to sleep, not getting sleep. Then I was kind of moving my hand, and then I was wondering kind of what is moving the hand. And then I kind of observed it and came to the conclusion that it's not me moving the hand. The hand is moving, but it's not kind of directly happening. So then yesterday I was trying kind of a similar thing. So I was moving my hand, and then, okay, the hand is moving, but there is kind of something between the thinking mind and the moving. And okay, after I was a child, I have heard that there's kind of intention, that is kind of when some movement happens, then there's intention, but I can't see any of the intention. So it's just kind of, I'm wondering, where does this intention come from, or where does it happen? Is it possible to understand without seeing it?
You can start by knowing the very gross intentions, planning, right? Like you want to do something. But intention is actually an urge. It's like an energy that pushes, right? That's what intention is. And that's what you want to recognize, the push to do something. You haven't got up yet, but the mind is pushing you to get up. You know, that energy, that is the intention. Yeah. You want to turn. You want to turn, but you haven't turned yet, but it's there. It's ready to do it all the way. Yeah, you hear something behind you and you want to turn, and if you don't, there's that push. And it's only when it's strong enough, that push is strong enough, that it will turn the body, it will move the body. Yeah. Sometimes some people have this, they sit and they have a, you know, really good sitting, very like a lot of samadhi and all. Then they think, okay, it's time to get up, I want to get up. They can't even open their eyes, much less get up. And that's because the momentum of the intention to stay still is very strong. And that's subconscious.
Intention to get up, intention to sit,
There's a conscious intention, a conscious planning to get up, but the pushing energy in the mind is not strong enough. The pushing energy to stay still is much stronger. So you know,
that time
it's
you
like,
cannot move.
Why can't I just move? But yeah,
because intention to sit are more stronger than
because the intention to stand up.
Yeah.
tu a ho a mo sei mwe yei lai lo tu bi a tu Wolverine net tu re lo
oh
what but tai mwe ne
I was talking with Sayado this morning a little bit. The main state or mind state, which is repeatedly appearing, is a dullness or kind of feeling foggy, uncertain, unclear, not knowing what to do and how to do in one hand, and in the other hand, trying to use the time on the retreat as more effective as possible, right? So there is some desire or even craving for progress. Even if I know that it's
He says it's all mixed, you know. There's some wisdom that understands that you should make the most use of your time. But there's greed also mixed up. Yeah, understanding should or should not is wisdom, right? But then greed also gets onto the same wagon. makes it difficult to do it.
Yeah, so that's my general feeling. The mixture of these main qualities, right? The wanting and the dullness. They're all together.
Just know the dullness. Difficult to do.
Yes, yeah.
Simple.
Dullness
is object.
The first day I arrived.
Because the mind feels that that's not good use of the time.
There is some feeling like I'm losing the time.
But dullness is the object.
Dullness is the object. You can use the awareness.
Awareness can be fully there. Uh-huh. You can use it fully with dullness as an object.
That's what I realized the second day. The first day, I was just in it. And then what was very helpful for me was yesterday's
simple instructions.
As I told you, when I'm sitting, knowing, then the sitting is happening. When walking is happening. Going back to the simple thing. Because the first day, the
simple thing,
confusion day.
He says it's simple, but he says when you do it a long time, he says he's still doing that. Very powerful. He says so it's not difficult, you know.
I know.
He says the only difference is when we first start, he says there's awareness but not much wisdom. But if we do this for a long time, wisdom also starts coming in. And so now there's awareness and also wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I can feel that if I when I start with body posture, back to the basic, and then I can ask what else is happening. There are more subtle things like some body sensation, hearing, etc.
And what difference does it make?
Sorry?
What difference does it make to know, to be aware like that? To be aware, not even like...
What difference does it make?
That there is awareness.
Good question, because that's what I asking myself What benefit yeah. from benefit? It? Yeah. What's the difference? What's the difference? Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. What difference
does it make? We're aware, so what?
He
says, here we are, yogis, trying so hard to be aware of this object, that object, awareness.
The teacher said, where this, follow the instruction.
Yeah, what's the point?
Where, what for?
Yeah, what for? And he says,
what
very
benefit you have?
Very few people can say, but
okay. Next 2-3 days, you can find out what.
It's homework.
Homework
for Adam.
Yeah.
All right. Good question. Yes.
I think I'm also getting the answers. It's not just an desperate question.
Yeah. Yeah. Desperate question.
Yeah. It's really helpful because I remember this is very good fuel for my daily practice. Mm. That's the main reason why I will not maintain the practice. Yeah. Mm. If I know why, I feel for myself as a really critical question.
Clearly. Yes. It's because we don't understand the value of awareness like we understand the value of money for our lives that we don't try to have it all the time like we want to have. Yeah, like yesterday he said, everybody has money. Why do we always make sure that we have money? Because we can't live life without money. But that's the value. We know that that's the value of money in this life, right? But we need to understand that awareness has more value or same value. It needs to be there in our life.
I feel it's not enough for me to get it.
He says, for example.
Just to get for me some concrete benefit.
Yes.
If the mind is restless, yep. I do something. Mm-hmm. It brings certain result.
Yeah.
If I, in the other hand, feel restlessness, I'm aware of the restlessness, and trying to watch it for a while, not to react. Mm-hmm. Waiting a little bit for restlessness to subside, mm-hmm. and then to act. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a very different result.
Yeah.
So that's clear or touchable benefit for me.
Yeah, tangible. Yeah. Tu no, tu a yo yo le pio me so tu upama sei lo sha lo ta khu lo mi de. Tu a ta myo phit me. Sei lo sha yin sei na na sei shei bro sei lo sha ra yin chi lai. Dari tha lai sound lai yo wa bi so ma lou mae so yin ayan kwa me de a ra tu twet ka proof be da de ge tat dei shi de a thu de so ra dari tong na ya
lo lo se ya khuna bi a lao chei ma pe nai tu lo ma
da mae tu wa lou ni da da tu wa bwa ma lou ni
ya
ya so that's your
เออพอครับเปล่าตติยะสะอัธุกขาสะมาแล้วเนี่ยมาป่าวจ่ามั้ยอืมลันนิ่งลุเนี่ยตัวลันนิ่งโปรเซสโหลุล่ะจ่าล่ะแล้วไอ้ขั้นจังตติยะปรมัตตตติยะชื่อสอนญาณเอาไหลตัวลันนิ่งลุนี่တော့ตัวตะคู่จีตะคู่จีน้าเลยล่ะสุเนี่ยอืมเอาจ่าลาไปตัวอเวเนสนะวิสดอมดูตูตูต้วยล่ะเนี่ยเอาสุยังเปลี่ยนตัวเลยเนี่ยเอาสุคุณน่ะเปล่าสุผิดมาเลิกอ่ะมันไม่ถูกหรอกมันผิดขึ้นเนี่ยตาไปได้ขึ้นนี่เนี่ย
he says so now he says we You know, at the beginning when we are being, when we're learning, we kind of,
it still takes a while. You know, we have to be aware. We have to wait. We have to wait for the effects of the defilements to die down. Then we. So he says awareness is working, and wisdom comes a little later, right? Comes a little later, because we're still sort of gathering information. If we keep persisting, he said, it will get to the point where awareness is there and wisdom is together with it. He says wisdom can become so skillful if we persist in practicing that you get to the point where you don't have to wait for the defilement to die down. You already the mind already understands, the wisdom understands how to prevent the defilements from coming. It's understood enough. That in some, you know, that in more and more spheres of life, we don't allow, I won't say don't allow, that the defilements are not allowed to arise because the wisdom understands clearly ahead of time the nature, the way things are. So the defilements can arise.
ကိစ္စတစ်ခုကြောင့်တော့ပြစ်လိုက်တယ်သူကကြီးလိုက်တော့ပျောက်သွားနော်ပြီးပြီလားဆိုတော့သူကပြီးပြီဒါဆိုရုပ်ရပြီးသွားကိစ္စပြီးသွားသူအထုတ်လာပြီးသွားကြီးနေတော့ပြီအဲ့မှာထပ်မေးတယ်ဘာကြောင့်ဟုတ်ဘူးဒါတတိထားလိုက်တဲ့အတွက်ကြိတာပျောက်သွားတယ်ဆိုပါတော့ဘယ်လောက်တက်တာလဲတကယ်လို့ငါတတိမထားရင်ဒီတော့ကဘယ်လောက်ချက်ချက်ဖြစ်အောင်မှာညဘယ်လောက်ထိသွားမလဲဆိုဒီကောင်ကတဏီကုန်သွားရင်သွားမှာ
He gives an example of the benefit of mindfulness and wisdom. So somebody is angry. The yogi is angry. And the yogi watches the anger. I'll tell you the story as well. So this particular yogi, on the way home from retreat, she was waiting for the driver to come. And the driver was late. And she was annoyed. But because she's just finished retreat, so she's watching her annoyance. So she's watching. And annoyance calms down. And then she's able to think more reasonably, right? Maybe there's something wrong, traffic, whatever. You know, and she can ask the driver what happened. You know, she is more reasonable now. But she was fine with that. You know, she was satisfied that she had been able to watch her anger and it's gone. And then, you know, driver came, she went home. Another time she came back and she told the teacher this story, you know, how she was happy that she was able to watch her anger and it went away. And teacher said to her, but did you think about how much benefit it brought that you were able to watch the anger and the defilement didn't get its way? What would have happened if you did not try to be mindful? What would have happened if you just stayed angry? How long would you have continued to be angry? So she may not be reasonable with the driver. You know, God knows what she has said to the driver. She may have carried the irritation home. What would have happened? You know, when you're holding, it's not the direct thing anymore, but you're irritated, so then you get irritated with other things at home. So the effects, the carry-on effects can be very far if we weren't mindful in the moment. So imagine how much mindfulness in a moment actually is saving us from so many ripples.
How many percentage do you relieve from suffering?
Yeah, yeah.
200%.
The anger.
200%.
Yes.
Sorry?
200%. No, 100. 200.
There's so much that could go on because defilements call on other defilements. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. But that's how he said yogis, they're happy when they deal with a defilement now and they don't think about what difference it made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
So it's not the end of the story when we watch something and it disappears. He said we should continue to investigate. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And So it's also wisdom that sees like that. Wisdom sees far. Wisdom sees
many angles. But when wisdom is not strong, then it only sees a single perspective or a little bit, you know. But when it's when wisdom is
wide. Family life man, the truly Dora Pit as a garam of your data team of your Lumia.
Dota
has a gamia young pit.
Imitanga was a pure
Dota, Sula, Pio Dora Mala.
Yeah.
Mashumi, she like the Catanaria, Mabida, Mabida.
He says, and I mean, generally, we've heard of, you know, many ill effects of anger. There are people who never talk to another person for the rest of their lives, right? Because, but if only they had mindfulness and they used it, you know, problem would be finished. But instead of dealing with the internal problem, they grow it. They grow the problem. They make, you know. You know the story of the Buddha and his cousin, right? Devadatta. Everybody knows the story? So the story. So in Buddhism, there's a belief in rebirth, right? Rebirth. So in one life, in a very long ago life, the Buddha was a tradesman. So he was a tradesman in old things, antiques and all that. So anyway, this cousin of his in his life as a Buddha was another tradesman. But the other tradesman, the cousin, was a dishonest tradesman. And then there was an old woman who wanted to sell something to him, and he realized it was gold, but he didn't want to pay her a fair price. So the dishonest one rejected it, hoping that he could come back and then give her less money for it. When he went away, the Buddha, though, you know, in the previous life, he came, and when he saw it and realized it was gold, he gave the lady everything he owned because he realized his value. He told her, "I don't actually have enough to give you for the value of this." But the lady said, "Never mind." She wants the little things that he had for her granddaughter. So she gave him the gold pot, and he gave her everything he owned. And then he went, back to where he was going. So then he takes a river ferry back, right? And then the dishonest man came back to say that he wanted it and he would give her less money, but found that it was gone. And when she said, "No, I give it to this other guy," and he was more honest and he told me it was gold and you are very dishonest, he ran to the river because he wanted that gold pot. Because he saw it first, he thought that he should have it, right? Although he gave up his ride, right? So anyway, he ran to the riverbank, and the boat had already set off. It was already like maybe halfway across. And he was like, come back here, I want, that belongs to me. And you know, the Buddha to me, he's like, far away across the river. He doesn't know what the hell this guy is talking about. And that man was so enraged, it said in the books, that his heart broke in two. He was so angry. And he swore that every life, he's not going to be satisfied with this man if he ever meets him. So in every life that he ever met with the Buddha to be, like one time they were father and son, and Budua Apile. And he was the father, the cousin was the father, and he, I think, killed his own son.
Stop like that.
Yeah, and he was very cruel to his son, like from the time he was, just couldn't stand the sight of his son.
Every life they met. Oh.
In whatever form they met, like, he just, there's this, because this strong karmic anger that he's decided to hold on to, until he met the Buddha in his last life.
And then Buddha became Buddha.
Yeah.
He's still fighting.
Yeah. So he tried to kill the Buddha a few times. And I think only he did one final thing where he actually inflicted some pain on the Buddha, and then the ground opened up and swallowed him. And then he had regret. Then he realized he was wrong. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, so basically, he says, just if we don't take care of every moment, you know, then delusion can take hold. And then even things like anger, we can hold on to it for generations, lives. Yeah.
The anger is quite clear. Because that was my start with Sayado, that I was dealing with pain and lots of anger and stuff like this, and it helped me a lot.
Yeah.
But now it seems to me that the anger subsided a little bit in the practice. But as I mentioned, dullness and more subtle craving is on the schedule.
Uzinessa ato to atua narario, nabro, machimanat, pinera, erari atata, a gucharo, a time minor, ne, oh, then they women lo genari, oh, amalo, amaya pitana,
akamayama, oh.
Yeah, but well, you just have to build the awareness.
Well, I'm your team, we're a level, Yachin, mayama.
Yeah, we have to be patient, be aware continuously until it becomes stronger, because only when it becomes stronger, it becomes clearer. More subtle and so on. But if we want to see those subtle greed, for example, he says, but if we don't practice all the time, then how will we be able to do it?
Because the benefit for me on dealing with anger was very clear for me and very, very, very helpful. Yeah. And now, now with craving and the dullness, the benefit is for me unclear, the motivation is not yet that,
because it's not strong enough yet.
You
must keep practicing to make it the practice stronger.
I kind of sense that there is a meaning in doing it, but in the anger it was pretty
obvious.
With anger, because anger is very gross, it's usually quite easy to see. But this is something subtle, so you need to give it time. Yeah, he says, you know, when you do important business, it you have to pay more for it, right? Small amount of effort will not do now. Yeah, more perseverance, more persistence, more time, more awareness. A big packet, he said. a thin stack of money, not enough. He said, now you need a big packet of money. You do it, he said. However you find it. He says, however you might find it, that, you know, the awareness of the money, you have to do it.